Osmachtia.
I once said, you're the man. Yeah. So when I'm speaking, so I once told, I don't like it when they leave out Hagoyim, they leave out Hatzadik. I would personally, my taste is Butina. Kadisha, that's to me, I feel comfortable with those titles. Then I feel at home. If this is what I feel I justly deserve. I once told this to one of the guys who worked here. He went berserk. He said, okay, well, we're going to take care of it right now. I didn't mean it. I'm trying to make a joke. No, he's sure he got my number. He really wanted, but the kids are. Anyway. Might have it on Baisai. Ah, what a schuss to be alive. Because of that Maisa Lag Ba'omer, I thank Hashem a million times more that I'm still alive. It has made my thankfulness skyrocket. And for all these holy Jews that are also alive, and B'derach Klal, we're all here. And so when I get a boo-boo on my hand, I don't sit on the boo-boo all day. If you pachka on a problem, you get mtsumtam. Tsumtum. You know, you're getting small. Getting very clean keppel. There's so much good stuff going on in this world. Now, you can't be callous to such a thing. You can't do that. But that's not the only... It's not the only thing that's supposed to be on your mind. Look at this chusim going on. I daven shachris. I daven mincha. And I'm digesting, and so are you, and so is he. And the heart's working. There's so much work that we have to think about and talk about all day long. All these holy Jews to be part of Klal Yisrael. I'm going bananas. So just supposed to be a yid. I could have been a rock. I could have been a rock or an ant. So about you too. We all could have been little cockroaches. What did I do to deserve being a human being in the first place? Let's get to the point. Let's get real. You know, development likes real. You know, you have to be down to earth. Okay, I want to be down to earth. I could, and you could, have been a centipede, an ugly, disgusting, one of those hornets stinging everybody. We could have been hornets, what's wrong? Maybe she could have made you us hornets or bees or whatever. Some of these nasty birds that are always attacking everybody and hurting. You could have been who knows what. What did I do to deserve to be a human being? Don't ask me. I don't know the answer. But I'm very, very thankful. I'm very thankful. I'm thankful for all the rest of us. There's so much hard work that you have to spend a lifetime. Thank you, Rabbeinu Shlomo. Thank you, I'm a human. Thank you. I find that they're kvetching about, they got a good shidduch, their own wives I'm talking about. You're married. That's an inyan. Yeah, but it's not what I wanted. What a drink a cup. You're married. Or, Baruch Hashem, you're not married. It's also a good thing. Yesh Amen. Yesh V'yesh. The guy who is married has to be the Yesh Amen that holds from being married. The guy that's not married has to hold from the Yesh Amen. You should still keep trying. But in the meantime, you have to always see the good side of everything. So, when something like this happens, now I'm going to be very, very, very nasty. Terrible. Today's one of my worst days. Expect Mandel's became a maniac. Now, I will not. Itaka won't say what different daily Yisrael responded to situations like this one. I do know Nevadik. That I know firsthand. And I do know about two more of the biggest Hasidus in the world. The most hushable ones, probably they're super, they're known to be the fire, the Gahiv, the Hashem, both of these two schools. I won't say them in public. because I still don't know firsthand, sort of, but this for sure. I see them, I know them, I've heard this from people. The way they respond to tragedy is not the way everyone else is. They have a very, very super positive matzav. And they go extreme. Don't ask what they can do to a Tisha B'Av. They can mess it up. I don't go for that too much. I like to cry in Tisha B'Av. But I have told, I like to cry in Yom Ha'Ra'im. Otherwise, bug off with that, sugya. If you cry too easily, it's not for you. It means you like to cry. Not because they were nifta. You like to cry way before these people were hurt. The Yetzirah loves pulling you down, making you have self-pity and pity-heen and kvetch. Now you really have a good excuse to kvetch your heads off. Look at this. You have to be mitzvah with other people. All Yetzirah, from the beginning to the end. You want me to prove it to you? All Yetzirah. Why don't people get happy? That they're breathing? It says, Kol Nishima Nishima Taloka. What are you going to do with that? And you know what Isaac Shah said? Ganz Halal. Say the whole Halal for every breath of... No, why aren't you doing that? No, when something bad happens, everyone's here. So I'm going to be very nasty today. Very cold. You're cold. No, that's how you talk. Where's your feelings? What's going on? Do you know the way Rabbi Miller used to talk? This is exactly how he talked. Pretty much. Worse. You know what he used to say? You want to have simcha? Go to a chronic disease hospital and be happy you don't have this guy's condition, that guy's condition. You'll get simcha. But what about the other guy's problem? Now I want to tell you why he spoke like this. The burning issue of your life is breaking your midos. You were born of the Gain Vim, Lav, Lomalai Chaim. What are you here for? Ikechias, all the trees of Midas. You're not into that sugya. You came, what are you doing here? You know, the Paliya, it says people think they came here to marry off their kids, a nice Shayna Yid. Mutav Lai Shalai Nivra. Paliya, it says it. Navarik for sure had that Nusos. Paliya, that's what he says. You're off the wall. You're here to break your Midas. And it's a thrill. To do it. Breaking me, this is Gan Eden. You do the opposite of what you like to do. If you have a club doing it, it's, you can't imagine how thrilling these Avardig has had a life of simcha. You can't describe it. Because they're always breaking them. It's a thrill. Like soldiers in the army. Watch what I could do. You want to see this? Look. I can stand for 5 hours in boiling heat. And I won't budge an inch. Soldiers got to do these type of things. And went out, chin in, chest out. Don't you dare budge. No, I can do it. Watch this. They get proud of doing it. They enjoy doing it. They feel accomplished when they do it. Now, if you're living in a society that promotes this type of stuff, it gets very easy to do. The society that we're in promotes covet, 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 covet. Covet, covet. Okay, let's take me, my favorite subject. I'm an egocentric guy. Not as bad as I make myself, but let's say it. Let's say that, right? So, people can say, if some people say, oh, you see this guy, he's good, he's popular, he's this, he's that. Do you guys appreciate there's a side to me that's not so popular that I have to struggle with? If you know about it, everybody's got two sides. What people appreciate is, he got Siddur Kedushin. The guy who got Siddur Kedushin, do you appreciate the fact that he comes home every night and his wife almost kills him and he doesn't answer her? That's what he really is. But what you admire, that you don't want to even know about. So you have no interest in that stuff. He got Siddur Kedushin. Ah. The guy that gets covered, he is chashiv in your eye. He's chashiv. Or the guy that, whatever, the big doctor, the big this. What we admire and what we talk about and rave about would like to be is COVID, 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 nothing else. You finish Shas. Alright. And it's a big mitzvah. It's COVID. It's a good feeling. What about the guy who's struggling and he can't finish Shas? He has long hair because he's a little bit one of those. Guess who's bigger? I have a big Shiloh. By me, it's Poshev who's bigger. The guy who struggles, then you can't compare anybody to him. He's way above everybody. And the fact that he's not getting covered is a gewaltige gemeile. You don't get that silly, stupid, disgusting covered. People who get covered in this world, you know what Chaskel said? It's like eating kegel before Shabbos. You blew it. Want to eat kegel before Shabbos? That's what you do when you're getting covered. Now listen, if you are getting covered, Nebuch, like I never fell in with this stuff. Be happy. Enjoy it, says Rabbi Miller. He told a friend of mine, come inside you guys. You make, guys make me feel so good. There's so many people here today. And the air conditioner is working. Do you know that this vibe went on for 3 years, I think, with zero air conditioning, and it schmaltzed. I never said anything. Not one guy even knew the difference. They had such malachim here. Till somebody finally woke up. Hey, we don't have air conditioning. Oh, that's Tucker. Interesting. No air conditioning. So he got it. He bought me a unit. But I'm telling you, I used to watch the guys. They came in like, you know, I guess I must be good. That's, I guess I must be a pretty good guy. But I got to tell you what it is. I dominate a lot. When I do a lousy job speaking to you, Chevra, and sometimes I feel I'm not so good. You know what I do? I say, Eibishter, make it. It should be great. Every single time they come over to me, I have the most compliments. The times that I was lousy. And I daven Hashem, make them dafka like it. And boom, suddenly, I'm a great guy. You don't know how much I rely on Him for everything. I rely on Hashem, that's betach. Eibishter, you'll make a good speech. By the way, I don't prepare. You guys still tolerate a Meshuggah like me? I don't prepare. Did you hear that Torah anytime? You're still letting me speak for you guys? I don't prepare. Whatever comes out. Vayiftach Hashem es piyos. No, I didn't mean that. I didn't mean that. Chas v'shalom, how dare you talk like that to a Gadol b'Yisrael like Mandel? Shock. Not nice. Say that. I just said if it... I posture like this. You can never put yourself down. It's awesome. Unless if it's a good joke, then go for it. Even though, so what? It's a good joke. It's worth it. You laugh. You know, Baruch Matzah Zrachi once said, his wife put out a book on her father, Reb Meir Chodesh. Yeah, a classic. A gewaltige job she made. And he was discussing with Reb Kalman Krohn. I was there in the house over there, in Reb Kalman's house. Discussing, are you in there? You know, he was an accomplished, he is on Neyev Esam, a very accomplished person, and his wife made this book. And are you in there? He says, just a few pages. That's why it's such a good book. So I heard him say that. He from Slobodka, good put down. What's the slash? You know, Galitsky once told me about himself. And the Vardiga Vela. But that's from Slobodka. They also know how to do that. That's a joke. What do you care? You know what Galinsky once told me? What do you think? Yeah. He told me, he once told Rav Shach, I want to take off my bekesher, my kapota, and sit down and learn day and night. Enough of this running around. I want to sit and learn. So he tells it over. Rav Shach told me, oh, you're mitamol, Galinsky the masvid. That's not the exact lesson that Rav Shach said. But he told me in so many words, Rav Shach told him, you can't open a gemara to save your life. And Galinsky laughs when he tells it over. Oh, masvid mitamol. It's very nice. Yeah, you want to sit and learn. Ha, so nice. Anyway, you want to push it into the Rebbe, because the Yelam is coming. they're coming from, you know, push me in. Out of way. I don't weigh that much. I can handle it. Anyway, you see, they're all coming in. I can tell they're coming from all over. All over the world is coming to see me. Anyway. How to deal with the tragedy. Now, I have a side to me that's going to laugh like a Meshuggah. I told you about Tisha B'Av? I told you what I told the guy about Tisha B'Av? The guy's crazy depressed. He's going to start crying at Tisha B'Av. He cries way before Tisha B'Av. And he's not supposed to get it. You know the Altman Slobodka? When his son was Nifta. His son, Ramesha Finkel, was he was the apple of his eye. He held him to be his Yerush. And suddenly, boom, a father. He was on the staff already. He was a Magid Shir. He was a Goyin. Rabban cut is a picture with him and Rabban together. Imagine who he was. He was a Malach. And he was the Alta loved him. And Mitamol, he's gone. And it was Sukkis. And he didn't know how to respond to it. He didn't know. He went over to a Dr. Burstein, who was a firm doctor. He once learned in Yeshiva. And he says, Doc, is it healthy for me to cry? And the doctor said, he felt his pulse. He says, better not. Doctor's orders, you don't cry. But your son died. It's not Negea. Doctor's orders. I told this fellow, Dr. Mandel's orders, you're not crying on Tisha B'Av. Because I felt your pulse. You're a sad sack from way back. Your tears are mixed with, because so-and-so doesn't like me. You're busy getting sad your whole life. You're yaitzer with that. You got so much tears in your system. You don't even know how much you have. It circulates your brain all day, subconsciously, about this guy hurt your feelings, and you're not as good as that guy. You're full. Now you're going to start crying, not for you! I told the guy, you know what you're doing, the covered dish above? You're going to take it, but do it quietly. Don't do it in public. You're going to take you're going to start writing down all the good things that ever happened to you. While everybody is crying, you're going to be laughing. And that way, that's the real Tisha B'Av, right? Because the whole Tisha B'Av came, Tachsa Shevat Hashem Al Gachem B'Simcha. You didn't have enough simcha. So you're going to the root of the problem. And you should know Tisha B'Av is a day of tshuva, by the way. There's plenty of places to hold you. You're allowed to learn Musar and Tisha B'Av. Because that's the whole tachlis, do tshuva. What's tshuva? Let's get more simple in our system. So you're the real Tisha B'Av. There's nothing wrong with you. But just don't do it in public. Everyone's crying. You've got to be living. A lot of people out there should be doing that. The guy did it many years. Today, he cries. He's fine. But some people may have to do that the rest of their lives, quietly. Don't play games with Allah or with Zachar. But in your own world, you got to learn Musa. And the Musa of today is cheer up, Bubby. So don't start being sad. You love doing that anyway, before this tragedy happened. So you got to make a bitur amidus that proves what's really making you tick. Don't be from the big criers. Do you dance when other people, Bell's just made a new building, or Gare just bought themselves a new, do you jump with simcha the way you cry with this stuff? There are a couple of thousand Halig and Hashemelech were just born. They're all healthy and well. Do you smile your head off all day? Why not? You're so mistired. You're so into the, you know, your feelings for everybody. So how come, what happened to the happy feelings? How come you're leaving that out? You got to be a scholar. It's not right. So I say, doesn't mean you shouldn't cry for what's going on. Believe me, it breaks your heart. This is a tough one for everybody. It's not pushing. But you got to be balanced. You got to be a scholar. You can't be only mitzaya with the tzibur. You got to be happy with the tzibur. Lakewood, take a look. Smile every time you say, I'm in Lakewood. Just go to sleep at night dreaming and seeing thousands of Bnei Torah knocking and learning and be proud I am part of that Olam. And be so happy. And if you're an yukkel, that's part of it. It's even better. You know, because you want to be and you can't be. That's the highest mandate. Got to be so happy. I'm in Lakewood. Anyway, now I want to say something else. I'm going to speak just the opposite. I'm going to say, you know, as usual, I love being so to myself. That's my specialty. Mandel, you just said the other way. That's exactly what I'm trying to do. Be safe to myself. Listen to this. Being mitzdayah, you're not going to cheer up. That's not your type. For whatever reason. And you're talking, I got phone calls. I got a special phone call from your shalim. Mandel, you better cheer up everybody to go on Meshuggah. A lot of people can't open a Gemara. There you go. Because this thing is killing them. So I insist. They're going. It's a, for those guys, don't you dare do that. Yetzer, I want you dancing. I didn't want to say what big people did. That's one of the things they did on the most tragic. You know, they say there's Geras Hasidim on the way to Treblinka. They were dancing. I mean, I don't want to get involved in that. People don't understand. It's tough. But maybe you do understand. You know what Pekuach Nefesh means? Then you're allowed to eat on Yom Kippur, you know. I'm not telling people to do Averis to eat. But I'm saying you may have an emergency matzah. You just can't go around fetching. It's not for you. There's so many mitzvahs to do. You may carve somebody. Or do something else. Sit like, you have to... Wait, you have to feel bad. Wait, it's so terrible. I would make chizik of these guys. It might help them. Because I'm dealing with emergency matzav. It's not healthy to go around to bracha. Can't do that. Doctor's orders. I know people that are not allowed to worry. I remember a lot of guys like that. The doctor told me, the guy said he has a heart, whatever. I'm not allowed to worry. But you're supposed to worry. Whatever it is, you're supposed to. It's Elul. You're not allowed to. Get lost. You can't do it. Say goodbye to Elul. You have a different Elul. Doctor's orders. Now you have to have your Rebbe to tell you what to do. Now I'm going to stick up for all the sad guys. Because no matter what, there's always different ways of looking at things. And I... Shema Vayachai Zechus Yegen Aleinu. The Mashkiach of Lake Wazatzal said about him that after Rabbi Kiva's 24,000 Talmidim were Nifta, there was the missing about Amal Chaveirai, came the new group, the five new Talmidim, who were extreme opposite. They loved each other. They used to bump into each other in the forest and kiss each other and hug each other. Mashkiach told this to me. The achdus that he caused to hear. Who knows what's going on in Shemayim, but I have a shetl. The achdus that Klai Yisrael is showing from that maisa. I'm so nispal. Every guy I meet is walking around. He feels it. It's a schus godel adle Shemayim. Me kamcha Yisrael. That didn't really care for each other. So let them get the press. So what? The schus of caring for the yidden is worth everything. So now, how'd you like my stira? You pick whatever card you need. But if you're one of those, I still prefer being besimcha, because by me, breaking me this is aleph. Breaking me this is your life. He says, the Gain says that. Without breaking me this, what's it? Break, go against your grain. I don't care. Allah is Radalta Maslabotka said. You have two people in front of you. Here goes the guy with a donkey with loaded till Shemayim. He has packages on top of him. The donkey has tzar. And I like the guy. And he needs help. There's another donkey over here who we need to pack him on. He's just going, starting a trip. This guy just came back, and the donkey is hurting. And this is my best friend. And I want to help him, because I like the guy who's troubled with the donkey. I want to help him. I want to help his donkey. And there's another guy over there. I have lived right with Sinai Litain. This guy, I hate him. And he's loading on a donkey. That's not a Tabal Chaim issue. This guy's, what do you do? The halacha is Tzar Bal Chaim Deraisa. He goes first. And he's your friend, so enjoy the mitzvah. No. The halacha lemaisa. A Gemara Bava Metzia. Go to the guy you hate.
But Tzar Bal Chaim, I don't care about Tzar Bal Chaim.
Go to the guy you hate and help him out. And there's no Tzar Bal Chaim over there, and we don't care.
Zok to Gemara, why? Kedei Lachuf Es Yitzray. Breaking your meters comes first. That's a din. That's not a Musa Shmus. It's a Gemara. And the Alpha Zabatka brings it as a raya. That's dinim. Breaking meters is a serious business. You gotta get into that sugya. It's halachas.
I'm so far when I say you gotta cheer up on Tisha B'Av, not so push it. I'll get backing. Look, I know three of the biggest Vayivdei Hashem and Klal Yisrael. Three groups. The Vardig I'm saying openly. The other two I don't want to say openly. You could ask me privately. It's not such a big secret. I know once I see this, you ain't, both of these, you ain't going to catch anybody from those two theaters ever, ever crying. They don't cry. I know a friend of mine once made a husband on somebody, and that's to see this, they're stock of people. And they're very good at breaking me. They know the sugyas of me this well. They know how to deal with, and they're very good in betochen, they're very sociable to see this, not stop. And, Maisa Nefesh, oh, the tzaddikim. And somebody got up, made a husband, and he started crying. And he told me, later on, he told me these guys looked at him like he was a meshuggah. What are you crying? What's that all about? We don't do that stuff. Now, I'm not that extreme. I know B'yadia Brura, the Alta and the Vardik did cry. At occasion. When he did, and he did laugh when you think it's the most inappropriate thing in the world to do. He laughed his head off. He had the sugya of me. You know what the Chofetz Chaim said about him? He said, like, he took tzitzis and he wrapped it around his finger. He says he's got his midas wrapped around so well. He knows exactly. He knows the game. He knows the moves. He's a professional. He knows exactly what you're supposed to do and not. Anyway, my latest Meifes Rabbeisai is not normal. My Meifes are going. It's ridiculous. Oh, this gentleman just told me my name. Off the vent, right? You want to hear this one? A Shalom Bayis issue. Come inside, Rabbi Sai. See, here we have so many people here. It's, alright, we're going to have to move. I want to have to see what I'm doing now. Those guys that are looking at me. I have to push again. It's such a big crowd. Did you hear that? Now you know who you're looking at. Think I'm stomach guy? This is good stuff. Anybody interested? Let's be happy. Maybe the Eibshter wants us to do tshuva, but not the simcha enough. If people are asking, why did this happen? So I say a suggestion. I'm not... maybe because we're not enough for simcha. So I respond to such a maisa, connect with more simcha. That's what we need. Look, the whole Torah came. Worst thing that has happened because there wasn't enough simcha. So maybe that's the reason. How do you like my psak? My chassidim love me. Because I say the best stuff. Let's do tshuva, Rabbi Zai. Because of what never happened, let's get together and dance on the tables. And crack the table. As they did in Navardik. If David Blach is chasana, Navardik, he was from the top Navardikas, the Alta's biggest. They cracked the whole building, the floor, they cracked right through. And the tenant downstairs, suddenly Navardika feet fell on top of their heads. Here they come, the Navardikas. The famous story is he was Michael them, he was nice to them. But they were serious dancers. I'm a serious drinker. I'm kidding. I'm pretty serious dancer too. Anyway. But we have to do tshuva not by sight. We're not dancing enough. I may be right. He's a psukim, not chassidus. He's a psukim, tachas, asher, lo yavarta, shem lekecha b'simcha. That's why Nazis, you're walking in the street, and you're petrified, the gaima coming at you, and mothers eating their own kids, rachman olson. Why? Not enough simcha. Let's do tshuva. How do you like my vot? I hold, it stands a chance for sure. To be the very, very truth. I'm not the one to say. I'm not the Godel Ador over here. I'm just suggesting. And one thing I will say, for those people who can use more simcha, who really have trouble with that, they're for sure. I don't know if for sure should go in that direction. No question.
There is no question about it. I check out my stuff with Gdolim. They're with me. I've never, thing like this, I didn't, it's fine. And Elu Ve'elu, and the Yidden that are sad, they'll get a lot of Olam Haba for being sad, for putting out the bonfires, because they have feelings for other people. They're great, those holy Jews. Look how they care for each other. Goyim are not like that. Yidden love each other. Mi Kamcha Yisrael. Look at the Achdus, and these holy people, who knows? They went to be Mechavad Reb Shimba Yechai, and they were Niftar on his yard site in the process of being Mechavad. They deserve the biggest Olam Haba right next to Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon together. That's what I say. And this chus is so great. What Faisal Zeichet to with this Maisa? We should be dancing in the streets, but we were Zeichet to. We proved our Achdus. We proved how much Achdus we have. And so many Yidden were Niftar on his yard site, which is a big chus. And I beg Hashem, take care of all the people who are now suffering, all the relatives. I got calls from these people. And Hashem should be menachem them and make all those in the hospitals totally better immediately.
Amen.
Now, if something happens soon, please let me know. I'm body got to happen. And please tell everybody that was me. You know, this, hey, something's out of bed. He's better. That was me. So I want to get credit for that one. You know why I have such a good track record with my Maifsim? You can imagine. You heard what he said before you guys weren't here? This Chashev Yingerman tells me, Mandel, your latest Maifis, the kid who was deathly ill, Sakonis Nefashis, would event, ICU, what, yeah, I'll get the Zachan. Mandel said, no way. He's fine. What's the matter? He's fine. You know why I'm so matzliach? Because I'm a very serious person. And when I ask Hashem to help these people that come to me, I say, Hashem, this is a covet issue. I want people to respect me. I need that. Because I'm a guy with a white beard, you know, I'm one of those. And I want people to say I'm a Baal Mephis. All the admirers in the world, you know why they're called admirer? Because they admire me. I'm Givaldi. I can't get over myself, so I'm on an ego trip, and I desperately want more COVID. The Baruch Hashem, please help a Yid who wants COVID. And the Abbot still looks down at me, and he says, that man, at least, he's saying the truth. At least that's a sincere tefillah. He's not stop asking. He means it. If I COVID issues, I remember the first time it happened. Somebody asked me for Yeshua and nothing happened. And I said, let me take care of this. This is Eivishter. Right now it's COVID. Because I promised him nothing happened. Right afterwards he had a Gatsu Rafua. So from that day on I got the message. I tell you one of my favorite stories. I keep repeating it. I got plenty more. Boy, do I have stories. I don't want to give away people, but I'm putting people on their feet, left and right. The worst case, the parents just came over to me. Son's off the derech. He's like the don't. He hates the family. Hates everybody. I says, no more of this garbage. He's cured. Just the opposite. The father calls me up 24 hours later. Mandel Anes Goli Min HaShemayim. He just wrote an apology note to the whole family. We didn't know he had it in him. I want to go the other way. 24 hours after Mandel's bracha. No, you see who Mandel is? Everybody see who I am? Hey, is everybody carrying mishtachim lahaman? I'm not humming. But anyway, if one guy doesn't think I'm a great guy, he calls us an enishovali. You know how humming works? He calls us an enishovali. Listen to this one. They call me up about the... By the way, everybody can do this. I have plenty of people coming to my things who can do the same thing I do. I have a lot of guys, boy, Molly Mifsin. This guy sitting, he owed $70,000 tuition. And for years he's a basket case. Him and his wife, they're about to go to the Looney
you know, they're about, oh no, how do we pay this? And the schools, we're not letting you in, you know, that, because, you know, they make them sugar. No, we must send your child home, you know. And they're climbing the walls of Kalamana, sweetie, a tzaddik, and they can't make it until they got to know Mandel. And Mandel says, I am making you a Baal Meibus just like me. Guess what he did? In 2 weeks, he got $70,000. And they paid up for the next year too. It never happened before. Why? Because the first year he stopped being a basket case. And he started chilling out, like Mandel tells him. Go play checkers with your wife. Oh, go rowing. But they're calling me, go like this. And the money rolled in like no, it never happened before. Years he's going to get him. And that year that he told, Mandel told him, chill out! You see, chilling out is very healthy. I'm not such a Harry, by the way. I'm more of the old type. Don't ask how much I have to suffer from the young guys. Don't worry, I like them, but I have to tolerate a lot of things that I'm really from the old, I'm not such a Harry, but I do believe in being cool. Not stuck. I'll save your life with the cool business. See how many people came over to me to tell me, Mandel? I never saw this guy in my life. He lives in there. He says, because of you, my freezer stacked with ice cream. It was you. You made me do that. How many people came over to me to tell me that? You watch what you're saying, Mandel. They're all eating ice cream because of you. Anyway, and how many people are drinking Jack? I put Jack, I want a cut from Jack Daniels. Now it's Johnny. Where's Johnny? He's all eaten up. And I have a little bit of Johnny left. Johnny and vodka, we need, you know, my Hasidim coming, but, you know, I want to tell you something. I never did this again. 1 year, I was busy drinking my klisim. The kids are good. The boys are good. You're behaving? Okay. Rebbe's getting shikka. Everybody good? Rebbe's going to get shikka. The kids go wild. 9-year-old kids. Rebbe's getting shikka. They go, sugar, they love it. Rebbe's getting shikka. Come, let me drink it a bit. Haim. I say it the Sephardi way, because I like the Sephardi. But I'm totally doing yelling. Hey, tomorrow, I'm shahakalim. Right. L'chaim, refu, shalema, for all those people, and for Gan's Klal Yisrael, and a big Nechama, and a big Yeshua, and the Gula Shalema. Everybody should be helped in Ruchnias and Gashmias, and we should get everything we want with Shidduchim. Top Shidduchim, quickly. Top Shidduchim, well-deserved Shidduchim. And Zarei Chaim Kayama, and everybody should get everything he needs and everything he wants. And he should want what the Avi wants him to want. And he should cheer up. And we should all become Bali Betoch and Greek Mashiach Bekarv and dance in the streets of Jerusalem. And we're going to dance. We're going to have our own Rikida, including the guys on the, you know, who are watching me. You're going to be, we'll pull you in. You're part of us. The guys are watching us. I know I have Ruch HaKadosh. I assess at this point, about 500,000 are watching me. Maybe 3/4. I'm a Subic, somewhere in that range. They're all watching me, all my, and we're gonna dancing to see Yerushalayim and HaKadosh with Mashiach! Well, Leo Anavi, I was a Kvata today. So I wanna bless everybody. I got a bracha. Kvata is like a Sandik. I am filthy rich. Come to me for my maestas. The Kvata gets rich. I'm rich in all kinds of riches. All kinds. Especially Zikri Haram. Give me a bracha, boys. I mean it. I want to have loads of Zikri Haram taking over the world. Amen. Nobody will be left behind. All those holy Jews. Anyway, the next... You want to hear my next maestas? By the way, did you see they're taking Shiraim? Now you know who I am. And I'll tell you, sure, I'm a Rebbe, I'm not stumped. Anyway, by the way, whenever people call me the Rav, I don't like it. I say, you be the Rav, you paskin the Shilas, I'm the Rebbe, and I have Rebbe Shah Sagis. I will accept it, yes, don't worry, I'm not shy. Lo'ilab tikach.
I'm a man of principle. I always accept money. Do you have money? I'll take it. You know, when I go around collecting, I go around. Give hundreds! I scream out loud. Give hundreds! No, no, no! It's a free country. You give 200s too. It's fine. You know, 300s, much as you want. I'm happy to accept. This guy's sugar. I didn't need it, but I'll take it anyway. Now that you're giving it, see what happens. Wherever I go, money comes after me. It's a weakness, you know. So listen to what happened to this guy. This guy was mighty dick. Calls me up. Rabbi Mandel, Shalom Bias is on the rocks. You should know what they're going through with this guy. Boom. Beats up his wife. I don't, you know, everything goes into one ear and goes out the same ear. I don't get involved in details. You got a problem? I don't even have to hear what kind of problem it is. I'm serious. I give my boo-ha and it's a done deal. This is what happened. Just call me up. Oh, I got to get the mother-in-law and the this-in-law, that-in-law. Shalom Bayis. There's no Shalom Bayis at all. I'll take care of it. I give you one bracha. It's going to turn around. The next day, 24 hours later, Mandel, you're about my first. What happened? He finally agreed to see a therapist. Which is like, makes no sense knowing the guy. I says, I didn't ask for that. I asked total marital bliss. I don't have to stop. I go to the therapist. No, sit there for another 5 years until the therapist has to make some money. I'm joking. They're all good people, the therapists. But, so I said, no, I want them to be, I want them to love each other to pieces. Gandik, nothing more, nothing less. I promise you, it's a true story. Guy calls me back 24 hours later. They're going on a honeymoon together. I promise you, it's a true story. No? I have another guy who's getting old and sick and sabrochen, and he's not, whatever, I don't want to talk too much. I says, my friend, you're getting on your feet overnight. I promise you. Within 2 weeks, he's a new person, totally. I don't want to talk details because I have to protect, you know, I don't want to talk who, what. I don't want people to figure out who, what, when. The guy said, no, I just got a phone call. It's unbelievable. He doesn't believe it himself. And I told him, you're not going to believe it. You don't know what about my first you're dealing with. I'm the biggest around. I mean, I'm batting 1,000. That's the matzav. So, anybody here want a bracha? Go for it. You'll have, but I want to tell the Yerlim, try to give more cases to Zikri HaRabim. Let me tell you, who did Zikri HaRabim for me recently? He had Seji Yeshua. He helped do some Zikri HaRabim. I forgot. All right. You do for Klal Yisrael. Hashem's waiting. Help others. You want self-esteem? Start helping people. Then you're already on top. The guy that helps, you know, there's three bodies of water in Israel. There is the Kinneret. I say Kinneret because I'm Ashkenazi Jew. I say Kinneret. You say Kinneret? That's fine. I say Kinneret. Besides, I have the Turkat, the leanings. I had a friend, a Satma, and I was in Yerushalayim those days. And he said, yeah, if guy, it's a bias vegan. I says, what was that? Bias vegan. I say, is that bias vegan? Nine. Bias vegan. And he says, mafalchinaran, mitzitzionim. The following, I hold he's right. Say it right. What are you talking? Now, I love the Sephardim. I have Sephardi Einiklot. I love them to pieces. I have one of my big weaknesses in life is my madly in love with Sephardim. I really do. I'm not kidding. Love them. Love them. I love to see them. Oh, nuts over them. You know, Rav Shlomo Freifeld once sat in a car in Williamsburg. And he was sat there all day watching, see them walk. You ever see Williamsburg? Kedush Kedushin. the way they walk and eat together, Ayin, Betalangabur, Mwah! They are so delicious with the Payas girl, the little Kenlach. I was standing by a street in Williamsburg, and a little bubble like this, they're cuties, they little Payalachs. The mother, the Hungarian mother, is make sure there's a lot of wax. A lot of wax in the pail, and I'm not making, I'm trying to be cute. I'm not making fun. I would do the same thing, but don't worry. I'm not better than them. But still, I like to make fun. And he put in a pin, what did he put in there? Said hold, and all night. The mommy takes good care. The pail should look good. And they pull them out. Oh, see, I get, I'm bubbling. Zober, you gotta be clean in Hungary. Do you know that cleanliness? Satmar Rebbe was very clean. Cleanliness, the Velt says, is next to godliness. It's a big thing to be clean. Okay. Anyway. So, I used to watch these little bubbalach standing by the street, and he sees me over there, and they know they're very well behaved. They know they can't cross themselves. The streets are crazy streets of Williamsburg, you know. Ketzba Krosslin? Oh, these kinds. I wanted to eat them up on the spot. Can I be Ofessen? Can I be Ofessen mit zusammen? I would like to eat you up. You're so delicious. I want to tell you, my said happened to me. I love Hungarians. My wife's Hungarian. I love Hungarian. And my kids are all half Hungarian. Was all the time. I can't beat him, join him. I'm joking. Anyway, I want to tell you, my said happened to me. When I was a young boy learning at Tavadas in Williamsburg, my parents should have a list of Ghanaians, my father and my mother. They said we lived in Far Rockaway. My father was the only beard and guns. Who's that man with the beard? My father laughed at them. See, my neurotic tendencies, my father, he laughed at the world. He didn't care. He had his beard. The guy loved him. My father was great. And he loved people. He was unbelievable. Anyway, so they sent me to Tarvadas. Tarvadas is like, we live in Far Rockaway. We had Tarvadas, a real yeshiva, not co-educational. Boys, but girls, Shem Yerachem. So they sent me to Tarvadas. I was a 10-year-old kid already. And I did have a very, very serious appetite. And by Hi Hayim, it was the first time in my life I ever ate in a restaurant. I think restaurants were just starting to open up. Klein's Chol Yisrael was just born. Leave it to the Hungarians. They introduced Klein's Yisrael to ice cream. Ashrei Chol Kamigayrolam! The Klein's, whoever, all those Klein's or Gross, or Klein's Vardain, Gross Vardain, whatever it is. Gross Vardain, you know, the Hungarians are very, very interesting names. Either your name is Klein, Gross, Schwarz, or Weiss. What are those four? Well, you're one of them. You know, there used to be Schleimer Weiss bakery in Williamsburg. So, there was Schleimer Weiss. You know, Schleimer Weiss, you ever hear that? Oh, that was like, everyone ate Schleimer Weiss bakery. So this guy, there was a Schwartz bakery, and somebody walks into there, do you have Schleimer Weiss? So the guy tells him, the kids are schwarz, the face for Weiss. He's coming to black, he asks you for white. Anyway, hey, you're one of us. Munkach, I'm also Munkach. We're the same. We come from the same, but this lady, the Hungarian, these blonde Hungarian ladies, blonde shapewalk, they're all blondies, Hungarians, blonde beards, they're all blondies, and my kids are, bunch of blondies. Anyway, they're great people. I don't care what color we're, might have to be them. But I came into a restaurant, first time in my life. I had a dollar and something with me. To me, I was always a restaurant. To me, I was a little booby, alone in Williamsburg. I lived in Far Rockaway. I was alone on my own, and I came to a restaurant. This is, to me, like an experience. Oh, you eat in a place? I never did this in my life. It was like thrilling experience. I walk in there, and it says, what do you do here? And this nice, smiley Hungarian lady, the warm, the goodness. What would you like to have, my darling? She asked me, what'd you like? The little kid. They love kids, all of them. My Shvigel Hashem, when she saw a cute kid, she went berserk. And I'm not different than she is. I agree with her. Look at those sviti pies. You can eat them all up. I agree. Anyway. So this lady, saw a cute kid. And with a good appetite. And a good appetite. And a Hungarian lady is a shidduch. I'm telling you, it's a shidduch. And she says, what would you like? What is restaurants all about? I have no money. I will get you something you will like. She comes in a few minutes later with a bowl of gooky potatoes, burned brown with all the fat grease stuff, sinking in grease stuff, like the real Hungarian stuff. When you finish with them, you can't get out the door so fast. So, I say about the thing here, you ever see my buttons popping every now and then? There's a reason for it. I say, Linus, karra daitam, these Hungarian ladies, until your buttons are popping. But Lamaisa, and she put it down. I remember when she put it down, looking at me. She was a more incarnate than I was. She couldn't get over it, and I was looking, and she had a customer. My mother used to tell me when I was a kid, he'll eat up. He finishes the whole plate. He's a good boy. So that's one of the good things about me. Since I'm a kid, I'm already had a Baruch Hashem healthy appetite. Anyway, and I sat, I ate it, the whole thing. Boy, it was that delicious. And the lady was looking at me. She was in Gandhi. You ever go into Vayel Moshe? It used to be the only chasana place, Kamat, before Beis Feige. It's in Williamsburg. You go in there, you want food? Just go in there. They don't know how to stop giving you food. You know, the Hungarians, they love, they're all like that. Lakewood picked it up real fast. You know, it happens to be once a week, three boxes like this. We know what to do with it. Food. Remember, when was it? Erev Pesach? Food boxes all over the streets. Remember that? Anybody have a trouble with food? I just passed by Lakewood Commons. The guy wants to give me a whole chasana. Abish is so good to us. Anyway, I would like to, I got to get more spiritual. I got very magushim. First of all, I believe that enjoying Hashem's food is a big mitzvah. And enjoy it and thank Hashem for it. And you'll get a limhaba. Enjoy the food and be happy that you have an appetite. But what I would like to do, especially since they're talking about what happened in Eretz Yisrael, I would like to, by the way, Rav Shimon bar Yochai, he was thrown in jail twice, not once. He went to the cave twice. Once the Romans, because they were trying to kill him. And the other time, the Abishter sent them there. You're trying to burn up my whole world? Who knows the story? You know the story. Everybody knows the story. He came in the first time he came, he said something bad about the Roman government. He had to run for his life. They wanted to kill him. So he went to the cave. The second time, he went there. Now then he came out. As soon as he came out with his son, Rabbi Elazar, they came out and they saw people planting things. They didn't like it. Stop Lenin! They were Litvaks. Shimon bar Yochai was a Litvak. Stop Lenin! They'll see them learn also, don't worry. And they said, they saw people planting things, so their eyes, the power of that, the fire of that Torah burnt all the radishes and the guys picking radishes and something. Ah, my hands! What was that? Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, burned up everything in sight. And the Abish of Bosco came out. You came out of the cave to destroy my world? Get back in there. Now the Avisha sent them back. 12 months later, he came out again. This time, Rabbi Elazar started burning them. Rabbi Mechai was Merapa. Now listen to this. He told, listen closely. They were both, I have a vote that being critical, even about Goyim, ain't so pasha. Rabbi Yehuda said nice things about the Roman government. The Gemara in Brachas, where is it? Brachas. For three reasons, I like Persians. It's the Gemara. Persians are bums. They're Rishayim. They're compared to Malchei Chavolot. They're Shreklach. And the Torah praises them. And the Gemara in the Rechav Salvova says in Shara Kniya that this chassid saw a dead dog and he smelled a mile and Talmidim are going like this and the Rebbe says, oh no, look at that gorgeous white teeth to teach them. See, only good. Even in a veil of Shrucha. See good. So, I suggest that there may have been a shtickle taina on Shirbe Yechai for being critical. Rabbi Yehuda was not critical. He praised the Romans. He was critical. And the second, the Einish of the cave, it's an Einish. The Avish is sent back to the same cave. What's that all about? Vice says the cave is there. A Matera, Lahavdal. It is a cave right outside Yerushalayim. Everybody knows it. Givat Sha'ul. Where Matzaraim used to go there. They go to caves. Get out. You're critical? Out of the business. We don't want you here. We don't want critical people. So how do you become critical? Now Rabbi Shem Mechai was known to have a good eye. He saw good everywhere. He was so positive that he said, day of my death, I want simcha. He was very positive. The real positive person is the person who started off being negative and overcame it. That's the real positive person. Not the guy that's born a nice guy. So Shem Yechai was the real positive because twice he had to be in the cave for being negative. And he worked on himself. That's the emes of positive person. And how did he pull out of it? Listen to this. You know what he did? He told his son, Elazar, stop criticizing everybody. The world is enough. You and me, we're so great. We have so much Torah that you don't need more. Us two enough. Let them be what they are. So now listen to this. The gaiva comes in handy. You want to stop being critical? I have a best trick. Offer the Gemara, Lamed Gimel and Shabbos. Shem Yechai's trick. How to get people to stop being critical? What are you critical for? The world's enough that you're around. You don't do that nasty stuff. That's enough. We don't need more people. You're holding up the whole world. You and the laws are together. That's enough. Let them be Mishagayim. We don't need them to change. Isn't that beautiful? So Gaius comes in handy. When you hold from yourself, then you let the guys be Mishagayim. The world has enough with me. I'm good enough to be mighty everybody. I'm such a big Baal Batachon. So people aren't the Maimon Dragon. So what? But I'm already might see the whole world. How do you like that book? I'll tell you another book about Elazar Shem Yechai. When he came out, after 12 months, he got up and he said, a Russia doesn't stay in jail for more than... By the way, if they don't want you for being critical, how much they do want you for not being critical? How needed you are! If they kick you out of the country because you're critical, you mean machrib. When you're criticizing, it ain't healthy. Critical people, there's no good that can, you're machrib the world by being critical. So the guy that goes, pushes himself to be positive. Do you know how he's, a guy like that, come in, stay with us. Rabbi Shem Mechai is with us for 2,000 years, he's still with us. We don't want to let go of him. He's so alive with us even today because he wasn't critical. Because he overcame. For someone like that, we hold him. If you're working on yourself not to be critical, you're the most valuable person in the universe. You can hold up the whole world with your pushing yourself. No. My Shviga is a tzaddikis, even though she just threw threw a rotten banana at me. No, she meant that L'shem Shemayim. I'm joking. I'm joking. My Shviga would never. She was the nicest person. But the to be positive against your teva, just like a mitzvah, just like someone who's critical, we don't want you here. And 24,000, they were nifta. Or it's a shmola. Because you can't live with critical people, not covered there, but then it says they are tzarayin, I don't like it. Go in, I love everybody, go into yeshiva. And watch the guy that's screaming loud and learning, and he puts you in his back pocket, because he taka knows more than you do, or you think he does. He has problems you don't know about. He doesn't tell you that. He comes, he looks good, but you know the inside story. What just happened yesterday with him and his teenage son that he can't handle, and the kicking him out of school, and that he doesn't tell you, but you think he's the lucky guy, you're the devil. Walk in there and say, Abish, they're great. Look how good they all are. And make yourself not critical on your wife, on your kids, and achan, achan, chavif on yourself. Main thing is chayecha kaimen. Hold from yourself. You know Reb Shimon Yochai did the second time he came in? He came out. He said, he didn't ask the Yavish there's a time to leave. There was a baskel told him to get to jail. After 12 months, he says, I paskin, I'm leaving. I didn't like that one. I hold, you gotta leave. Because you're ahead of that, I hold, I leave. You know what he said? Yosem ben Achav, who was it? My son, me, and one other. Yosem, what? Ben Uzio. Yosef, he was a melech from Yehuda. Us three can hold pot of the whole world from then. He spoke. You know what he said? You see, people aren't keeping the Torah. They aren't learning enough. Get up and you'll get all their schar. Here was. God was all them. You know that the Magid, they call him Atana Liki. People tie Adonino, they say things about him that's a little bit much. He became so great. And he's an example for all of us. Everybody can become as great. You already are. Don't say you're becoming. I don't like becoming business. I'm going to, well, if I work on myself. No, today. In as is condition. You are the best guy in this room. Everybody should feel like that. Yeah, the way you want to. Don't, yeah, but hey, soon I'll work on myself. You're there. What do you mean there? You know what the Mashgiach of Nelson said? He said, if you're working on something, and let's say you're nifta in the middle, you're going to come to the next world, you're going to get all that stuff that you're working on. Because you're in that thing. You know what Solanta says in Elul? Somebody's shoveling the snow, and he's heading, you know, he just started shoveling, but he's in that direction, boom, Zeichem Bedin. You're on that direction, you're fine. The guys here are in direction to becoming Bali Mikvahs. Bali Ruach HaKadosh. The biggest Bali B'tochen in the world. You're there. I'm asking. And David says, should help. Should be Zaycha to the Gula Shalema Bekharei Mamish. And we'll dance in the streets together with Johnny Walker. I'm joking. I have to be funny. Johnny Walker is coming along. Don't forget Johnny. Oh, here it is. Maybe still tell everybody should get shidduchim real fast. Top shidduchim. I'm having such nisim. Listen to this one. A younger man came over to me. And he told me, I am never getting married. He didn't come over to me. I know the guy from way back. He was in a messy, don't ask. And he says, I'm never getting married. I know the guy from way back. He did some things. He's not married material. Never was. And he told me, I'm just not ever. I don't want to. Don't discuss it. Goodbye. Now, I know from way back, and just about a half a year ago, he told me this. As soon as he finished telling me this, I walked away from him. First, I tried to build him up a little. I hold faket, you know. Don't listen to a word that guy says. I want him married. I just got the message. He's engaged. I called him up. What's going on? He says, believe me, it makes no sense.
Because he wasn't looking. He had resigned himself forever. I mean, I know he's been like this from way back. Whatever it is, it is. And it doesn't make sense. It does make sense. It makes a lot of sense. Ma'amofas Hadar gets involved. I got more stories like that. All over the place. With me, all the Maisim, wait, I just started. We're taking over. By the way, if anybody wants to do for our group, for our Nevardi, in Muncie, they're making a Chabura together of our Chema. In Flatbush, in Borough Park, there's already, they're waiting for me to speak for them again. I have 100 guys, they're waiting for me to see them. Then last night, I had 15, 20 Chafetz Chaim guys, the cream of the crop. They want to get together. And we're getting in Belgium, there's a Nevardig of Chabura, a bunch of guys never met them, they want to make Nevardig. There's a yeshiva here in Lakewood, Rabbi Koch's yeshiva, they tell me all them, they did not start a Vod without finishing B'tachon Weekly of the Week. Now we can start. 37 Mitzionim. I met a guy. I never saw him in my life. We are official Nevardigers. That's so nice. Can you tell me more about Nevardig? I'd like to know what they're doing exactly. They're reading B'tachon Weekly. Okay, that's all right. That's a good start. And where else do we get? They're all over the place. Nevardig in Haifa, we have somebody who gives out 500 B'tachon Weeklies. And he told me that he is a Nevardiger. He's a Seret Vizhnitz Chassid. I'm Nevardig. Granda, his Zayda once did me a favor. I never pay him back. His Zayda, I recognize the name. Hey, you're from here. And now the Ibis is helping me that he's having from me. Anyway, we're spreading all over the place. If anybody can help, we need manpower. We're going to be giving shluchim all over the world. And we're making him a pecha. And give me a bracha, Rabbi Say. We should bring back Nevardig full score ahead. And we'll be zeichet to see Panei Mashiach. I was at Kvata today. So I'm giving everybody brachas. You should have Yeshua's gemuras. And the Kvata becomes an instant millionaire.
Amen.
But everybody. So, and my money's rolling over to you guys too. Amen. All kinds of ashiras. And rachlis and gashmis. You know what they said in Nevardig? About money? They said, Atavachatonu, geld. Mikola amen, geld. Avdeisonu, geld. Mitzisabonu, geld. Ramatonu, Mikola Shani's, geld. That's the Nusach. Nusach Nevardig. They say the belt is a mushal. The nimshal is geld. I'm joking. Nevardig couldn't look at money. But I rather, my minig is, as you notice, I do accept money. And I'm always happy to take. And, you know, I spoke. I had some Chofetz Chaim guys by me in Shabbos, and we ate together. And then we had a party. I give a Madregas on the Mashir in my shtibel, before, by Mincha time. And the whole Olam is eating, except for me. They're all eating, the kids are eating, they have a good time, and I tell over a Shir Madregas on. You're all invited. We have a Gruber's old place. By the way, a great thing happened recently. You don't have to pass the deep water test to join us. They fixed the leak. Finally, after months and months, you know, whenever you came in, boom, in a nice pail, right? Remember the leak? So they fixed that. So we're getting, it's not like the Amalek Titan, when we really, you know, but it's okay to the oven. Anyway, so everyone's eating, and except for me. So when I came in, I said, Rabbi Sai, don't think I don't eat. I do. I'm Oiskahal. I'm just too full. But I eat. Don't be chesh at me that I'm not. I'm a frum guy. I eat plenty. Alright? The Vatican used to tell me, go eat. Eat as much as you want. Rabbi Sai, Jabba Dhamma, the Gulish Lema Bakara Mamish.